Chapter 2. The Prince of Wales. In the spring of 1911, King George called Edward into his room and said,
"Next month, I'll make you Prince of Wales, and these are your clothes for the ceremony."
The king opened a small cupboard, and Edward started to cry. "But father," he said, "I'm 16 years old now. I can't wear soft shoes and a skirt. I'll look like a girl. Why can't I dress like other people?"
"Because you're different and special," his father replied. "And one day you'll be king."
Edward cried for the next 2 days, but there was nothing he could do. And so, on the 10th of June 1911, the family drove to Carnarvon Castle in North Wales, and the ceremony began. The king put a small gold crown on Edward's head. There was music and dancing, and the crowd began to shout. The new Prince of Wales closed his eyes.
"I feel terrible," he said. "Can we go home now?"
"Not yet," the king replied. "The people want to see you."
Edward walked to the front of the castle and looked down at the crowd. He was shaking and his face was red.
"Smile, Edward," the king said. "You are happy."
A few hours later, the family were driving back to Windsor.
"Wasn't that a lovely day?" Queen Mary said.
Edward took off his shoes and looked out of the window.
"Never again," he thought. "Never again."